Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. And I was noticing on the news today that we're reaching 7 billion people on the planet. They say October 31st. I don't know how they know it's that day or it's next week anyway. But that's just so amazing to think that many people. When I was born, with 1949, we just had, I think, about 2.5 billion or something like that. So one thing I read about is the poor women of the world are defusing the population bomb. The global average is now down to 2.5 children per woman, and it continues to fall. Falling fertility happens faster if countries get richer and if women are better educated. So they're having smaller families because the first time in history now they can. They no longer need to have five or six children to ensure the next generation. So they're choosing to have two or three, although not, of course, not everywhere is, but a lot, even a lot of more of the poor countries are now too. So it helps women also to have healthier and longer lives. And it leaves women more time to be doing powerful things, such as getting an education, being involved in politics, becoming leaders. And we're witnessing that in the news with young people marching in the streets demanding democracy in the Arab Spring that we had. So I love that. My mission is to bring awareness to the power of women's voices, and I love to share the stories of my guests with you. So today I'm talking to two women of wisdom presenters that will be at our conference in February, and we're going to discuss how you can tap into your wise woman body and also how to bring peace and joy to your relationships. My first guest is Kara McKay, and she loves self-evolution. It propels her forward as a visionary, leader, student, teacher, and facilitator. She's a certified Vividly Woman Embodied Leader, Life and Body Coach, Nia and Yoga Instructor. And she's the owner of Sacred Sassy Life and a Vividly Woman Coke Facilitator. And she is dedicated to becoming the change she seeks in the world. Kara travels internationally, co-facilitating Vividly Women retreats, guiding women out of their heads and back home to their bodies through a variety of healing, movement, and somatic therapies. Her website is sacredsassy.com. So welcome, Kara, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. I'm really honored to be here today.
Well, and you had some exciting news you just shared with me. You just found out you're going to be on the Rachel Ray Show.
I did. Yeah, I just found out about 10 minutes before this call.
Yeah, and it's not even about dance, it's about cooking. So you never know where your those 10 minutes of fame are going to come from. But we're going to talk about dance and movement today. So what sparked your interest in the work you do with dance and movement and women?
This path has really been about healing myself. Over the years, I struggled with eating disorders. And each time that I sought help, I was handed a one-size-fits-all, fix-yourself diet or program. It was really an external experience. I was putting someone else's rules on my life to fix me. And I believed the myth that so many of us buy into, that I'm broken, that I need to be fixed, I have to change, that I'm just innately flawed. And it was through movement and embodiment that shifted for me. That in those moments of really just being connected into my body and out of my head, this rush of aliveness came in, and I realized, like, wow, I'm okay. And to be able to guide other women to this experience or to create an environment, a sacred container for them to come in and dip into is absolutely my greatest joy.
Well, you definitely fit with Women of Wisdom, because what we do is create a sacred container where women can come explore themselves and connect with other women. But it is it's something, this is our 20th year, and that container, it is a sacred container, and it's necessary for that kind of growth. So how do you take that beyond just your body moving, you know, when you work with women?
Well, I do life and body coaching as well. And in the life and body coaching, I guide the women out of their story, because so often our story is where we're victims and where we're stuck, and guide them into actually experiencing the sensations that are happening in their body and finding the emotions. What we most generally do is we have an emotion and we go right to our mind, to the story of it, what's happening, and poor me. And if we can change that and drop into, where am I sensing this emotion in my body? We tap into a much deeper truth. And as we start to connect more and more and clear emotions, or let them just open up, we spend more time embodied. And from that place, we make informed decisions. We're in alignment with our truth. And that's really the other piece of my work.
Oh, that's so true. I do a lot of work in this area too, and you can find people get so caught in the story. And probably a gift we can give people is to say, to tell them, you know, stop them. You know, of course you have to speak your story sometime a little bit, but to get them out of that, going into that cycle of, especially you may have friends that are constantly repeating the same story. Or it's the same story, but it happens in a different way. It's just another version of the story. To bring that to that place of, you know, going to the feelings, because that's where the power is. If you go into the true feelings and expressing that, it's going to change. It's going to change your story. It's going to change your life.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the story has value. This story can bring those emotions up to where we're really in the feeling. But when we realize that is the purpose, that is the tool, it's the whole thing isn't just the story, then we become, you know, the story becomes a tool of change. It helps us on our journey.
And so what does that have to do to accessing, talk to us about that body wisdom and accessing their power.
The body is absolutely filled with wisdom. Every cell has intelligence. And we've all had the experience of, oh, I didn't listen to my gut, or I did. When our intuition kicks up, when our body gives us a strong signal one way or the other, sometimes we just can't trust it. No, the head rationalizes it. We need to do this. We need to do that. So it's like exercising a muscle, really honing in on this process and creating a strategy where we become aware, oh, this is what's happening to me again. My body is giving me a signal, and my mind is arguing. And as soon as we become conscious of that, we can... And there's tools that we can use to just find our yes in our body. Most of us, when we drop in and even just visualize an experience that's really positive and really yummy and delicious, we sense this expansion and this opening that happens, and we can learn, oh, this is my baseline yes. This is my body in agreement. And then we think it's something negative, some, you know, a past experience that really hurts. and we feel the contraction, and we can sense, okay, that is my body's baseline no. And just that simple act of finding the body compass, we can start to use that. As soon as we become aware, oh, I'm in this process again. Okay, what is my body saying? What do I sense in here? And then it's just developing that trust that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to risk it. I'm going to trust and follow my body's impulse and see what happens.
Yeah, that's so important. That I like that term, the body compass. And it is about trust, because you've got to know what your feelings are. So, and I'm sure we'll come back, we'll talk more about that, of how you really get a feeling of the positive versus the negative. And I like what you say about that's your baseline for a yes, like go forward, or your baseline for a no. I think sometimes no is a little easier to find, because that contraction we're a little more familiar with than the yes. So, yeah, so I love to talk to you more about that, and we're going to after we return from this break. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis, and we'll be right back.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister God, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, that was Lorraine Bays, who is a musician here in Seattle that's worked with us at Woman of Wisdom, and that's our theme song for our conference at Woman of Wisdom. So I'm talking to Kara McKay, who's going to be presenting at Woman of Wisdom on February 19th. She's going to give a workshop on Live Your Power, Dancing for Global Transformation. So, Kara, can you give your contact information and your website so people can find you?
Absolutely. My personal website is sacredsassy.com, and I really invite you also to visit vividlywoman.com. I work for a woman, Leela Francis, who has created just amazing retreats, and she is such a leader in building community and circles of women. So vividlywoman.com would be the main website.
And you have a gift for listeners if you email. Do you want to give that information?
I absolutely do, yes. So if you email info@vividlywoman.com, the very first woman to email will receive a free coaching session and will become a member of our Vividly Women monthly community, and it's a 10-month community. You'll receive access to our monthly calls, and we also have a lot of other great information that we'll be sending. And that also goes to the first five people who email info@vividlywoman.com. You'll all get the monthly Vividly Woman membership.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more. There's more. Actually, anyone. We would like to just gift any of our listeners with our body and breath meditation. It's a digital meditation, and it's our gift for listening. It's a great embodiment tool.
Great. So is that a meditation?
It is. Yeah, it's a meditation.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, so you're going to be doing this workshop on Dance Your Power. So what does it mean?
Dancing our power. just the power of dancing. That's a great way to let the mind loosen its grip on us and begin to come into the power of our bodies. In our workshop, we're going to visit the three power centers of the head, the heart, and the pelvis, and just find out the juiciness that's in there that we can start to access, and how when we have all three of our power centers in alignment, how much easier it is to tap in and to access our power as women. But just the process of getting out there and dancing wakes us up on a whole new level. And we begin to access ourselves in a way we didn't know was there before.
True, and there's information stored in our cells. So even sometimes just, you know, some of the physical touch, pushing on. And I imagine when you move your body a certain way, it can even release an emotion.
Absolutely. I really witness that with clients when they get in, especially into the pelvis. They start rotating and getting deep into the hips, and the amount of emotion that is stored in there, it's just the floodgates open up. And, you know, sometimes it's our own sexual trauma, but the dance is transpersonal. We are not just healing ourselves. We're healing all people on the planet.
So that leads me to talk about your, in fact, we're going to be doing that because it's dancing at the Workshop for Global Transformation, but you have something in your, I think it's with Vivid, is it with your Vividly Woman, the Dancing for Darfur?
Dancing for Darfur, yeah. Leela Francis created such a beautiful, simple, heart-opening fundraiser that all of us can take part in. And what it is the dance for their first supporters are encouraged to dance for at least 15 minutes every day for 1 month, and to assist us in raising the resources for our sisters in Darfur who have been through genocide and rape and just horrors. And right now they're rebuilding. And so, excuse me, the sponsors will sponsor you for a dollar a day. And at the end of a month, it's a $30 pledge on their part. And I have to say, this, when I took part in this fundraiser, it was life-changing for me. I thought, oh, I dance all the time. This is going to be so easy, 15 minutes a day. And I mean, I was about a week into it when I was in bed about 11 o'clock, and my husband said, you didn't dance. And I was like, oh, well, I'll do twice as long tomorrow. And he was such a great supporter. He said, I'm, that's not what you signed on for. He said, come on, get up. I'll dance with you. And so we began dancing together for that 15 minutes a day. And then the really magical piece was my son, who's 14, says, you know what? I'm sick of your guys' music. So if you let me pick the music, I'll dance with you. And it was so beautiful. We, as a family, we're dancing together 15 minutes. And it started out at 15 minutes. It ended up being 45 minutes to an hour. And it was such a playful, bonding, heart-opening experience for us as a family. And I had no idea that that gift was in there for me. So not only was I raising money to transform these women's lives, but my life was really being transformed in the process.
That was wonderful.
If you go, yeah, absolutely. If you go to the, once again, the vividlywoman.com, you'll see a dance for Darfur. And you just click on there, and all the details are there. It's really simple. Please sign up and take part in this. It's absolutely just a joy, and it's a powerful way to create change.
Mm-hmm. So you pledge yourself $30. You make that payment, and then you're going to dance. Or do you get sponsors?
Yeah, there's a cover letter that comes out. You can just send it out to everyone on your email list, and they sign up. It's simple for us. It's simple for everyone. So that's, well, for me, that works really well, the simplicity piece.
And it's for a good cause, you know, supporting women in a very dangerous part of the world. We're going through a lot of trauma there.
Yep. And I just want to say, to so far, Vividly Woman has raised and donated over $50,000 to this program for the aid of women survivors.
And who's the money? What organization does the money go to?
Darfur Peace and Development. And it's a nonprofit, non-sectarian organization that's headquartered in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so I encourage everybody to check into that. And even if you can just pledge $30 and do your dancing, it's $30 more towards helping women in Darfur. So getting back to dancing. So when you're doing that, you're dancing for global transformation, I would think. That, you know, if I would think like dancing with an intention, like there's a purpose. So you're not just dancing just to feel good. I mean, there's that, and there's dancing for coming into your own body and your own emotions, but there's also dancing with an intention. You can dance for what you want to bring into your life. Now, I want to bring more joy. I want to bring more peace. Maybe you even want to bring a relationship in, and you dance to bring in that energy to bring in a relationship for yourself.
Absolutely. Yes. Dance is a powerful ritual. We can write it, we can sing it, we can dance it. Each one brings about a greater ripple. Really moves the vibrations, increases it.
So what are some of the changes you witness in women when they've started dancing? How have their lives changed?
Oh, my gosh. This makes me want to cry. Some of the changes I've seen, and so profound. I think that the very first thing that I notice is the smiles. I get to watch women melting open. And pretty soon, it's not just their mouth. They're smiling with their eyes and their face and their whole body. As we let go of, oh, what do they look like? Do they look goofy? I can't do this. And all the mind chatter. The relaxation that accompanies fun brings us deeper and deeper into this place of feel and connection. And over time, these women really begin to embrace their own version of feminine. And they exude this confidence and sensuality, not sexuality, but sensuality. A woman who is connected to the sensations that are happening in her body and really sensing the world around her. And that just stands out. We can sense that in people around us. It's like, wow, there's something about that woman. As women access this power of themselves, the numbness wears off. And some of the larger changes are they might leave their marriage, but they just end. Or they might decide, you know what, I'm going to mend it. I'm going to make this work. And then also just see them really experimenting, not taking themselves so seriously. And they, you know, start to have a little more fun with their hair or their clothing. Just, there's just the rigidity falls away and this playfulness and this curiosity envelops them. It's such a beautiful, beautiful transformation to witness.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we look forward to having you at the conference. So, Kara is giving her workshop on Sunday, February 19th. It's Live Your Power, Dancing for Global Transformation. So thanks for being with us today, Kara.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. It was my joy.
And remember, you can email her info@vividlywoman.com and receive those gifts. So thank you. We're going to take a break now. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk with my second guest, Amina Melody Pryor.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart health the gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural low-sodium sea salt.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You, too, can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
WPLQ.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and you just heard Lorraine Bay singing Pray Like a Woman, and it's on our Woman of Wisdom CD, which you can purchase on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. So my next guest is Amina Melody Pryor. She is a family life coach, spiritual teacher, and spiritual healer trained in the Sufi tradition. Amina Melody brings a wealth of her own experience to helping women bring more love, peace, and joy into their lives and families. She uses the ancient mystical teachings of Sufism to break down the walls of separation that can isolate us from those we care about at the times when we most long for connection. Amina Melody helps people discover ways to transform stress and difficulties into doorways of opportunity for deepening the love and affection in marriage, with your kids, and with important relationships. And her website is www.aminamelody.com, and that's AminaMelody.com. So welcome, Amina Melody.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Yeah, so where did you, first let's talk about Sufism, am I saying that right?
It's actually pronounced Sufism.
Sufism. I know, I was trying to see. Is there another eye in there?
No.
And so what brought you to that study?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Oh, what brought you to that? What was your aha moment of, you know, that led you in your life to study Sufism?
Well, it was interesting. Actually, I started off with doing life coach training, and I did not know it at the time, but one of my life coach teachers was a Sufi. And so after I graduated from the coaching academy, she was offering a group for women entrepreneurs who wanted to bring more of their spiritual values into their work. So I thought that sounded interesting, and I joined her group. And she was the one who first taught me the basic Sufi meditation practice, and I really liked that. And so just kind of one thing after another kept kind of gobbling it up like a kid in a candy store, and eventually wound up going to the University of Spiritual Healing and Sufism and really moving into this as a career.
So what is, tell us briefly what Sufism is.
Well, briefly, bottom line, Sufism is a path of unity with the divine, the idea that we are all one, which can be found in many different spiritual paths and approaches. And so Sufism is about how we move toward that place of unity by walking a path of love through our heart. So it's really focused on our heart and how that really ties in with the relationship work. I mean, that's what we're really looking for in our families, is finding that deep connection and deep love with the people that we really care about. And so the Sufi teachings really help facilitate that.
Because you're really focusing. I mean, focusing on the heart is like my previous guest that we were talking to was that going into the depths of our feelings.
Right.
So, what do you think is the core issues for families today?
Well, I think one of the major problems that we have right now is that people don't really know how to be in relationship. There's not really any way that we're really taught that, other than our experience that we have when we're growing up. And my understanding is that most people are not really that satisfied or that happy with the kind of model of relationship that they grew up with, but they don't really know anything different. And when we don't know something different, then it's all too easy to repeat the past and find ourselves in situations where we aren't really happy with what's going on, but maybe don't really know how to go about making it be different. And so that's what I really bring to my work, is teaching people a different model of relationship. And how I do that is what I call the five C's of relationship skills: how to connect with each other, how to communicate on a deeper level, how to contain one another, like, you know, being able to kind of hold somebody who's upset without necessarily getting upset yourself, and how to really be committed to the relationship, and then how to move through conflict with care for everyone's heart. And so those are the, those are what I think of as a, like a new model for relationship. And so I teach people those skills and then how to apply those skills in a heart-centered, spiritually aligned way.
Well, can you give us an example of how you would move someone through that, how you've helped, well, particularly women, because we're talking about women.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you a story about myself and my daughter, how this has helped me. One time she came home from college, and she, on a previous visit home, she had rented a video with a friend of hers, and her friend was supposed to return the video, which didn't happen. And so she came home, and she found out it had not been returned, and she got very upset. And she and I were about ready to go sit down and watch a movie together, but then she got upset about the situation, and so she couldn't do that, couldn't be with me at that time. So I was trying to help her, support her with this, and when I say upset, I mean like she was really, really triggered by this situation, really off the deep end. She was crying, she was, her voice was loud, you know, she was very upset. And so by really kind of, what containment means is like a way of really extending your heart, like imagining your heart had arms that reach around and like kind of gently hold the heart of the other person. So being able to do that with her and just listen to what she was saying and reflecting back what I heard her saying to her, like an example is she was upset because she really tries hard to return things on time, and now she had this big fine on her account. And so I was able to reflect back to her, you know, I hear you saying that you feel your values were not honored and that you feel disrespected about that. And she said, yes, you know, you get it. And so the conversation evolved. And so we went on for maybe about 10 minutes with this type of conversation. And then she said, just leave me alone for a moment. And so I gave her some space. And then in about 5 minutes, she came back to me and she said, okay, you know, I'm ready to go on with our plans. And so this is the kind of thing that can happen where, you know, it's so easy when one person gets upset, then somebody else can get triggered by that, and you wind up, you know, two people being upset. And so it's just an example of how these skills can help support someone through a difficult time and stay grounded in the love as you do that.
Well, I think that word triggering, you know, we do get triggered, and then it tends to escalate. And in that moment where you're, you know, there's lots going on. And how, what's a skill that you teach that allows people to stop that in the process and change? Because we, because you can both be triggered and for it to not go into escalation, and we, you know, where you don't talk for hours or whatever. What's the, you got to interject with something. You've got to do something yourself. Something has to shift. So what do you teach in that moment?
Well, basically, it starts with the skill of connection.
Sorry, Mel.
I'm sorry, there was an interference on the line there. It starts with the skill of connection, and this is where the spiritual teachings come in, is that when you can bring a spiritual connection into your heart and be centered and grounded in that, then that's, like in my previous example, then that's what gives you the ability to be able to connect your heart with the other person's heart and be in that place that you can work through whatever the difficulty is. So it begins with a spiritual connection. And the basic, very basic Sufi meditation type practice is simply chanting the divine name over and over again. And like as you say the divine name, dropping, you know, whatever name works for you, like imagining dropping that into your heart like you drop a pebble into a pond. And so that kind of opens up the connection in your heart. So it helps you to be grounded in your spiritual connection, and then you can move through that to connect with the other person and work through these other skills. Otherwise, we just wind up being you know, like two egos that are kind of bumping off of each other. And that's right, when you get into trouble, when it's one ego is relating to the other ego. But when you can have the spiritual connection and be grounded and centered in that, then that takes you to a deeper level. That takes you down more deeply into your heart, where you can be connected with yourself, more understanding what you need, and then understanding what the other person needs. And you mentioned the other guest talking about feelings, is that this is what really helps facilitate the whole process, is when you can understand what you're feeling and what you're needing, and then open your spiritual connection to receiving that, and then also help the other person understand what they're feeling and what they're needing, and be able to give to that need rather than bouncing off their ego.
So there's something that to make that happen, you've got to stop, and maybe it's just take a breath and remember your connection.
Yes. And so when I talk about the practice of chanting the divine name into your heart, you know, breathing into that space really helps make that connection. So sometimes, you know, we all get so busy in our lives, sometimes we're not even really breathing. So sometimes just being conscious enough to stop and just take a deep breath and imagine, like, really breathing into the center of your heart, just in one breath, can bring that remembrance and really help make that connection.
Yeah, I think it would be important for someone to have an anchor word, something that can draw them to remember, okay, I've been triggered, we're in this heated thing going on right now, I need to connect to my heart, and so maybe it is a word you tell yourself to remember, just a cue, you know, that you can go back to. Take the breath. Well, we're going to take a short break right now, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Amina Melody Pryor.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Amina Melody Pryor. So Amina Melody, can you give your contact information for listeners? They can find your website or contact you.
Yes, my website is www.aminamelody.com.
So great. And you do coaching for people? So if people wanted to contact you, they could through your website?
Yes, you can find my office phone number and email on my website. And yes, I offer a variety of classes, some in-person work and some teleclass work, different classes or workshops, and also I do private sessions with individuals and couples.
So great. So you can meet Amina Melody at Woman of Wisdom on February 20th for her workshop. She's giving on the magic of relationships, mystical Sufi teachings. So what's been your most touching moment in your healing practice?
Well, I was thinking about this. There was one couple that I worked with, and it was so sweet because they were really struggling with each other. They just were like two ships passing in the night. They just couldn't seem to make the connection that they both were really yearning for. And so as I worked with them and they were able to really start to drop into a deeper level of really listening to each other and connecting their hearts together, then they made that connection. The ships came into dock at the same time. And it was so sweet and so beautiful to see them really be able to kind of step out of that place where they were struggling and really make that connection and really hear each other and respond to each other in a deeper way. It was, that really is why I keep doing this, you know, to really see people mm-hmm. get that connection and really experience the love with each other. It's so beautiful.
Well, and we all are also busy, but I think when listening to you, it's like stopping time, taking time to just be and not necessarily do in your relationship, but just be together and
right.
And having a moment of silence of appreciating each other can take you to that place, that heart connection. So can you give our listeners a couple of tips about how they can have a happier relationship with their families?
Sure. My tips are coffee and hugs. when I say coffee, what I mean is what's really important, especially for your marriage, is to really, just as you were just saying, take time to be with each other every day. So even if that means just simply sitting down over a cup of coffee, for you it might be something different. Maybe there's time in your day to go for a walk together or you're driving someplace together. You know, it can be worked into your routine. It doesn't have to be a really big deal, but just holding the intention to actually spend some time together every single day. And so that's really important. So I say coffee because that's what works in my household. I have an easier time waking up in the morning than my husband does. So I get up and make the coffee, and then we sit in bed and drink coffee and have a few minutes to kind of talk and wake up and have that connection with each other before we move out into our days. And it's really sweet. And the other thing is hugs. I remember reading something from the work of Virginia Satir, who is a family therapist, and she said we need 20 hugs a day, 4 hugs for survival, 4 for growth, and 12 hugs to thrive. So I really encourage people to hug each other. That's good for the soul.
Yeah, I'm in a couple communities where we do a lot of hugging, but I work alone. I'm home alone. I guess I hug my cats. I have to stop and give them a hug and a kiss on the head. But
I do that often with my dog. I give my dog hugs. But you know what? You can also give yourself a hug, and I think that's good medicine too.
Well, that is. I'm just going to give myself one right now. I think everybody should do that. If you're sitting by yourself, give yourself a hug. Yeah, we don't get enough hugs and that touch. And people, really, they yearn for that. And especially if you start having a difficulty in a relationship, you probably have less hugs. You're not wanting to hug your partner. But
I read this great tip one time that said when you are having difficulty with your partner, it's moving into a fight, hold hands with each other. Because it's really difficult to fight with someone when you're holding their hand. I thought that was so great.
I know my husband and I, we go to a movie, we'll hold hands during the movie. It's kind of one of our fun, yeah. fun things to do. And yeah. he gets tea for me in the morning to get me up. But
oh, that's great. I know one of the things that I like to do is in my schedule, it worked out once a week that I would drive my kids to school, and I really enjoyed having that time to just be with them in the car. And if you want to really connect with your kids, just drive them with their friends, because they kind of forget you're there and will talk about things, and then you find out things about your kids that are really interesting.
Ah, that's that's a tip. Well, you're going to be doing a workshop at Woman of Wisdom. And it's on, excuse me, losing my voice, on relationships and using, can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing at your workshop?
Yes, at the workshop we'll be talking more about these five C's of relationship skills. We'll be talking a little bit about what they are and how to apply them in a heart-centered, spiritually aligned way. And then the workshop will include plenty of time to actually practice with different exercises so that people can hopefully take something home from the workshop that they can, and you know, take it home and use it to help them. So that's what I really focus on my work is helping people get something that they can actually take and use.
Yeah, we need those, something to guide us through. And I was looking at one of your C's, the move through conflict with care. I'm losing my voice right now. Ooh. Moving through conflict with care. And I think that's probably, you know, because we all have conflict. And I think with that comes compassion, having compassion for the other person. Too. We're so sometimes wrapped up in our own stuff that we forget there's another person here with feelings going on. And to have compassion of where they're at and what they're going through, maybe try to put ourselves in their shoes, can shift things for us of how we understand the conflict, right? And how we understand them.
And one of those things that really helps to be able to make that shift and to have more compassion for the other person is to begin with more compassion for ourselves. Now, sometimes we get so caught up in whatever our stuff is, and it can really be sometimes operating from a place where we feel like we're not getting what we need. And, basically everyone's trying to get what they need. And so if we can more recognize what we were talking about earlier, you know, more recognize, you know, what's really going on for us and have compassion for ourselves, then it's easier to be able to make that connection and have that compassion for the other person.
Yeah, and I know in the nonviolent communication, it's looking at what are the needs being spoken versus, you know, what does you want? Is what are the needs of yourself and the other person? And you have to know yourself first, too.
Right.
Because how can you communicate what's going on if you're not aware of what your needs are? And to be able to communicate that without any blaming, you know, I'm not getting my needs met. It isn't about that. It's what are your own needs and what are you willing to do about it? Not what you're expecting the other person to do.
Right.
So
that's exactly where the spiritual connection comes into play, because when we learn how to really receive what we need through our spiritual connection, then we go into the relationship with a full heart rather than from that place of demanding that the other person do something for us. And that in itself just really makes relationships work a whole lot better.
True. So thank you for being here today, Amina Melody. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Chris. It was great to be here.
Yeah, so I want to remind everybody, she will be at our conference on February 20th, teaching the magic of relationships, mystical Sufi teachings. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today, to dance, dance, dance. Get out there and dance, move your body, find your wisdom and your movements. If you can't dance on your feet, dance in your chair. Just feel your body and what is it telling you about yourself and what is it telling you about your relationships. Perhaps bring dance into your relationships and explore that partnership of how you can move together in joy. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. Next week I'll be interviewing two more presenters coming to WOW this February. We'll be talking about Tarot and igniting your passions. You can contact me at wow@womanofwisdom.org. And if you would like to receive our conference brochure, we're going to have ready in 2 weeks, we'll be mailing out. Email us your address and we'll mail you a brochure. And that's wow@womanofwisdom.org. And pretty soon we'll have our conference up on the website and we'll be announcing our specials, our pre-early bird pricing. We're going to be having Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Ubaka Hill, Naomi Tutu, and Imsara. So I'll be sharing all that with you next week, what our early bird specials will be. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.